Sunnier later this afternoon, with highs of 14 to 16 Celsius across Scotland.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Tuesday the 21st of October. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low West Fair Isle, 982, expected Faroes, 976 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in South Utsira, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromartie, 4th Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Cromartie. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later, except in Humber and Thames. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Biscay, Fitzroy. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic in the north, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in South Biscay and 4 elsewhere. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea, decreasing 2 to 4 elsewhere, becoming variable later in Sole and Shannon. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in East Malin, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in Hebrides, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in the north, perhaps severe gale 9 later in the north of Bailey. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8 later in the south. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And West Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic in West Faroes 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 later in Southeast Iceland. Rain with wintry showers in southeast Iceland, moderate or poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 3, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 983, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 2, rain, 1 mile, 982, falling. Lerwick, south-southeast 4, 2 miles, 985, falling slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 2, recent fog, 5 miles, 985, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest 2, 986, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 11 miles, 990. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 7, 1 mile, 992. Jersey, west 5, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 996, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 11 miles, 994. Scilly Automatic, west 4, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 994, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 3, 15 miles, 993, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, slight drizzle, 19 miles, 987, falling slowly. And Malin Head, southwest 4, 16 miles, 984, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: during the next 24 hours, low pressure to the north of the United Kingdom will continue to bring unsettled conditions and strong winds at times, although the wind will ease off across southern areas during Tuesday night. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: southerly 2 to 4, veering westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Perhaps gale 8 later in the north. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: south or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: west 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: west or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland: westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill: westerly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: west or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west or northwest 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in the north, then backing westerly 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man: west or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough: west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel: westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 for a time, and occasionally 7 at first in the North Channel. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: southwesterly 2 to 4, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the south, backing westerly 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the north. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, the Shetland Isles: south or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that ends the Shipping Bulletin. Now we're on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sarah Hamayun.
Good morning. Several years ago, I visited Rome with my mum and sister. We were wandering through the alleyways towards a crowded square when something, or someone, caught my eye. I saw a man who had no limbs sitting on the ground. Beside him sat a nun, and she was feeding him with a spoon. Around them, the square was alive with people, drinking espresso, taking photos, busy with their day. Nobody else really noticed them. I watched how her attention was fixed as she patiently waited between each spoonful. Surrounded by indifference, they shared a moment of grace that belonged only to them. I believe there is something very noble in the lives of those who devote themselves to helping others. It requires a great deal of sacrifice of worldly comforts to serve God from the moment you wake up to when you sleep at night. And yet, the most striking aspect is not the sacrifice itself, but the humility with which it is offered. True devotion, I realised that day, is not measured by grandeur or fame, but by silent, selfless love. Though we hold tightly to our comforts, there is a lesson for all of us in the tenderness she embodied. To care for others, to show compassion and kindness, is the greatest form of devotion. The truest service often happens when no one is watching. In those moments, we act not for glory, but simply because love compels us. I pray that we might cultivate such compassion in our own lives and show loving care to those around us without seeking recognition or reward. Even in the smallest acts, a cup of tea, a hug, a listening ear, these small acts feed our spirit, connect us to one another, and bring us closer to the divine. Let our daily acts of love become like quiet hymns of gratitude, echoing softly in the lives we touch. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Sarah Humayun. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. 90% of pigs in England and Wales are killed using carbon dioxide, but a new report says the method should be stopped. What will the pig industry do?
We know that CO2 causes pain, causes respiratory distress, and we know that argon and some of the other inert gases are available.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, this week we're focusing on beer and cider. Well, back in March this year, the drinks company Heineken produced a report which said UK cider sales topped £2 billion for the first time. Cider on tap in pubs and flavoured ciders, especially for home consumption, pushed up sales. Well, one of the biggest cider producers